This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you, thank you, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, thy word is truth. This is Sherry, America's messenger of truth. So America, open your King James Bible, your truth book, please, to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 5, verse 43, where we left off last time. John chapter 5, verse 43. Just before we begin, I want to invite the entire United States of America, all 50 states, to join me right here on this program, Trumpet of Truth, at the same time on October 8th for a special program called America Atone and Come Home to God. We can get it all over America, WMIEFM.com. My twin friend Scott Merson is again going to join me, and we're going to appeal to the United States of America to repent and come home to God. This will be 1 month before the election, so it's very crucial. October 8th, Sherry Medlock, Trumpet of Truth, this very program, same time, right where you're listening right now, all over America. America, atone and come home to God. And now, John chapter 5, verse 43. Now, let me catch you up. Jesus had just healed a man who'd been paralyzed for 38 years, and you'd think that the church leaders would be so happy. But you see, they weren't the real church leaders. They called themselves the house of Levi, the house of Judah, but they were the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S, descendants of Cain, and Cain is the child of the devil. So they were the phony ones. And they got mad at Jesus because Jesus healed on the Sabbath. You know what the church leaders wanted to do? They wanted to kill Jesus. So last week, Jesus said, I know who you are. You're not fooling me. I know you're not my child. And so we took a field trip to John 8:44, and Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil. Jesus was not speaking a parable. He says the devil has children, Cain, and these are the Kenites, of his sperma. And then Jesus finished with them and said, he that is of God heareth God's word. But he said, you don't hear me because you're not God's children. Now Jesus is going to continue annoying them for a few verses.
Verse 43, I am come in my Father's name.
The Father's name is L-O-R-D in caps in the Bible, and it's Y-H-V-H, Yahweh. That is the name of the Lord. Jesus' name in the manuscripts is Yahweh's Savior. So he's coming in the name of Yahweh as Savior. Now see, these are the church leaders. They should know this. Besides, the manuscripts were written in Hebrew.
And you receive me not, but another shall come in his own name, and him you shall receive.
Now who is the other? This would be the Antichrist, who will come very soon, and he is the instead of Christ. He's not Christ, but he's going to pretend to be Christ. And he is, of course, Satan himself, who is these people's father. They'll go to him because that's their father. Actually, anyone who goes to the Antichrist then would not be God's children, because you would call the Antichrist your father. Satan is coming as Savior. In the Greek, it's Theosata, God's Savior. See how close it is to Yahweh's Savior, Jesus? It's an imposter. And Satan comes first. Six comes before seven. So he says, "You, when he comes, you'll hear him." Sadly, almost the entire world is going to go after the fake father.
44, how can you believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only. 45. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust.
Now, he was talking about Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15, and these preachers should have known it because that was the Torah, that was the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. Deuteronomy 18, 15, God said, Moses, I'm going to raise up another prophet like yourself who would deliver the people from their sins. Incidentally, last time I misspoke and I said Deuteronomy 11, I meant to say Deuteronomy 18, 15. I got my tongue tangled, excuse me.
46. For had ye believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. 47.
Jesus is always saying to phony church things, have you not read? He wrote. Have you not read? I say to you, Christians, have you not read that the sixth trump sounds before the seventh? It's in Revelation.
If ye believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? Chapter 6, verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias.
Gennesaret, which means the garden of the prince.
Verse 2. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did of them that were diseased. 3. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples.
All right, this crowd is following Jesus. Now, Jesus does something that you need to know why he did it. There are three reasons why Jesus went up into a mountain. Number one, so they could see him. Thousands of people are coming, and he needs to be elevated so they could see him. Number two, Jesus is the Word, and Word produces a sound. He knows how to place his body in an area so that it is a natural microphone. They didn't have loudspeakers and things then. And so he positioned himself that so they could hear him, see him and hear him. But what's the third reason? Here's what's happening. Jesus is the truth. So the truth is about to speak. But here come thousands and thousands of people. And in any time, in a crowd, even a small crowd can be in here. One person says, this is the truth. One person says this. One person says that. He said, she said, the book said, the prophet said, the lady said, this one said. And you've got fragments and you've got a mess. So when it's time for the truth to be heard, the truth has to come above and out and have a boundary so nobody can mix and intertwine the fables in with the truth. Did you understand?
Yeah.
I was in theater. There are two ways to do theater. One is the stage is elevated. Now, most of you have been to something like that. The audience sits out there. They cannot touch the actors because they're elevated. The other is, and I did this at Florida Southern, it's theater in the round. And it's flat and round. And you walk around. You don't use your props. You pretend you have your chair or your phone or whatever it is. And you walk and you act to this group. The people are sitting there and on the same level. And if you're not careful, if you're a pretty actress, some man will grab you. So I said, I don't like this. You want to be elevated, okay.
4. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews.
Okay, once again, the word Jews is incorrect. Iudas in the Greek, either our beloved brother Judah or those who residents of Judea. In this case, it's just talking about the Passover that in Exodus 20, God told Moses to have. We're still supposed to have it. We have it here at Trumpet of Truth. We have it when you celebrate what you call Easter. Easter's a pagan holiday. It comes from Eshta, you know, the book of Esther, Eshta. And so it should be Passover. So that's what they're celebrating. Now listen to this. In the book of John, this is the second time Jesus is associating himself with a Passover. The next year at that Passover, Jesus himself will be the Passover lamb. For it is written in 1 Corinthians 5:7, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. This must have touched his heart. Now he's sitting up there, and what he's going to do, he's going to do the Sermon on the Mount. Other Gospels, you can read Matthew 5, 6, and 7, all that he taught. But John is giving us a little different view here to teach you something tonight. So this is the Sermon on the Mount. You can read in Matthew.
Was nigh. 5. And Jesus then lifted up his eyes. He saw a great company come to him and saith unto Philip, which shall ye buy bread that these may eat? Verse 6. And this he said to prove him.
Now Philip's name means love of horses. Philip is one of the disciples. Jesus is testing his disciples. A disciple is a student. An apostle is a sent one. They are not yet apostles. You are probably a disciple. You're learning. When you get up on the mountain, you could be an apostle. So he's testing him. He said to Philip, where do you think we can buy enough food to feed these people? There's thousands. We're going to find there were 5,000 men and women and children, so we'll triple over there. And let's see what Philip does. Now, this is, I want you to do. What would you do if thousands of people needed food? And we're going to ask you what you're going to do.
For he himself knew what he would do.
Jesus knew what he was going to do. See, before you tell him your trouble, Jesus already knows the solution. Just tell him anyway.
7. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little.
This penny worth would be equivalent to $40. But in Bible times, $40 was lots of money. We might say $4,000. So Philip says, no way, Lord. Even if we had lots and lots of money, it would not be enough to buy these people even one bite apiece. So, Lord, there's nothing I can do about that. I'm sorry those people are hungry, but there's nothing I can do. See? Uh-oh, Christian, wake up.
8. One of his disciples, Andrew.
I love Andrew. Remember Andrew at the 1st of John? Andrew's the one that gets on most people's nerves. He doesn't mind. You have to have a spiritual discernment. Andrew is not doubting. Thomas is a doubter. Andrew has a way of just looking at the thing, and he speaks it out loud, then he puts it all together, and then he believes. Let's see how he's going to speak here.
Simon Peter's brother saith unto him, 9. There is a lad here.
Okay, Lord Jesus, let's see. There's a lad here. Now, there was a lad, but spiritually speaking, Paul said these things happen to them in the Bible for an example for those of us who come to the end. God's children, you are the lad. Everybody say, I am the lad.
I am the lad.
We've got a field full of hungry people. I am called to take the word of God to the entire United States of America. There is a field full, 50 states in America, starving for the word of God. Starving for the word of God. And that would cost $40 million to be on the air like we need to be. Amos 8:11 says, there's a famine in the land at the end time, not of bread of water, but the word of God. We have a church on every corner, but where is my word? You have a tradition of men. You have one verse. You got somebody telling you something good about yourself. So you feel good about yourself. Then the next day, you got to hear something else good about yourself because you're not rooted and grounded. Okay, there is a lad here.
Which have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes.
This is what he's got. Now, Andrew's figuring this out. He's not figuring it out, but he's saying, we have something. There's a lad. Barley is a poor man's bread. The barley came first, and so the poor people had the barley, the rich people had the wheat. So obviously, this little boy wasn't coming from a wealthy family. And he has five loaves. Five is the number of grace. The Christian ministry, the fivefold ministry of Jesus Christ, comes out from this trumpet of truth. Fish is Greek, ictus, Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. So what Andrew is saying, while it doesn't look like we have enough, we got 5,000 plus women and children, we have the grace and we have Jesus, fish. Well, wonder what we could do with that. Now, every week, your speaker here, I only have five loaves and two fish, the name of Jesus. And every week, I give my complete five loaves and my two fish. I have nothing left over to get this word on the air. And I'm so blessed that Mr. Cassis and Dr. Paul put this on the web, WMIEFM.com, and people can get this all over America and all over the world if they know about it. I am the lad. I have five loaves and two fish.
But what are they among so many?
Now, it sounds like Andrew's going to start doubting. No, no, no. Here's what Andrew's doing. Andrew is challenging Jesus. Now, Jesus, what could you do? I mean, we just got five and two. What could you do? What could you do? You know, God says in Isaiah 43, demand of me, put me in remembrance of my word. Even Jesus' mother, Mary, went to Jesus and said, they need wine. So see, sometimes you have to absolutely remind God. He hasn't forgotten, but he wants you to talk to him about it. Now, so he says, what can you do with this? This is a true story. There was a woman, she did not live in a shoe, but she had so many children, she didn't know what to do. They were hungry, and there was no one to help. And they were crying, there were about five or six of them. And she had nothing. So she put a big pot on the stove because it took that. She would usually cook spaghetti because at least they could eat spaghetti for a couple of hours or something. And so she put water in it and she looked in the cupboard. There was nothing, the empty spaghetti box. She shook it, wait a minute, something rattled. It was one little stick broken half in two, you know, that little thing. She put that broken one little stick in the water, turned on the to show the heat. And then she began to praise the Lord. Never run to God and say, gimme, gimme, gimme. He is a king on a throne. You bow your knee. You give him reverence. You praise him. You thank him. You bless him and give him honor and thanksgiving. And then she opened her Bible to Philippians 4:19 and said, see what you said. Look what you said. You said, my God, you will supply my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. My children are hungry. And look what you said, Father. Look what you said in Matthew 6. You know what things I have need of before I ask. Suddenly something sizzled. And she looked down. And the bottom of that great big pot was beginning to fill with spaghetti. And it filled, and it filled, and it filled, and it filled, and it filled. My God supplies her need. Andrew is challenging Jesus. Remember, at 1 John, Jesus says, Andrew, you're going to see greater miracles than these. Andrew's expecting a miracle. Philip wasn't. Do you expect a miracle? Do you actually expect God to move? I do. Yes.
Verse 10, and Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in numbers about 5,000.
Now, the other Gospels say, and Jesus had them sit in companies of 50. Now, the grass is the field. Matthew 13, Jesus says, the field is the world. The field before us, for all of you who are with me and know we're teaching the truth here, I asked no money from any of you, but you're with me in spirit and you hear. The field is the United States of America. And I have the 5 loaves, and I have the 2 fishes. And I give, that's all I have every week, and I give it out, and I stay on this air. Now, all right, we've got the field there. Now, 50. There are 50 states in the United States of America. How about that? My friend Scott here is sending out 5 invitations to join our October 8th America Come Home to God in all 50 states. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now keep that in mind, because all of you are going to have a job in a minute. This is going to be a challenge.
11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples.
Jesus did not feed them. Jesus said, disciples, you feed them. Now, every Sunday here live, and every Saturday on the web, those of you who know I'm teaching, you are fed my complete Word of God bread, Genesis 1 through Revelation 22. I have never asked anybody for a cent, and I'm still not. But I'm asking you to be a disciple. Jesus said, disciples, take these 5 loaves and 2 fish and feed them. Make it orderly so it won't seem so overwhelming. Feed the 50 states in the field of America. Now I'm challenging you, everybody listening to the sound of my voice. You can text, you can email, you can phone. Some of you can make a web page for Trumpet of Truth, Sherry Medlock. You know how to do this. There's something you can do. So you, disciple, go and feed one company of 50 in the United States of America. That's your challenge. Jesus told you to go and tell. You've been watching me. I'm giving you food. You must be very fat by now if you haven't been sharing it.
And the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fish as many as they would. 12. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost.
All right. Our Angela here is a beautiful artist, bakery. I bet you bake things that are so flaky, Angela. Seems like you gave me something one time that when you try to eat it, it's just like snowflakes, that just the crumbs fall off. And no matter how neat you are, it's going to be crumbs and on the floor. You would not pick up those crumbs and eat them, but you would sweep them up and gather them. Again, anytime there's a crowd of people, we have the fragments. This one says this, and this one says that. Oh boy, if you only knew what all I have heard as I have stood steady, steady, steady on the Word of God. She said this, he said that, that one said this, this one, this is what we do. And so Jesus says, go and gather all the false doctrine brought in by the crowds. All of the 1 verses, 3 points traditions of men, she said, he said, false prophets, this book about the book, this thrill, that thrill, hither, thither, and yon, take them all, and that nobody be lost. We don't want one fragment of false teaching, and we don't allow that here. And then you throw it away. He's going to find that we have 12, right?
13. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets.
Now, 12 symbolizes the complete government of God. In other words, God's people, basically. There is enough false doctrine all over America to cause the entire people of God to worship the Antichrist, who's about to come in the 6th trump, who is the devil with his Jesus costume on. Revelation says that. So he says, for you disciples, I'm giving you the loaves and the bread. Now all you have to do, the internet is wmiefm.com this time. Here's the plan. God gave me this a long time ago. that every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. here, Eastern Standard Time, on Trumpet of Truth, and you are to go and connect, the entire United States of America will come together on the internet, and we will all worship as one. This is my mandate, and you are a disciple to connect the people to do this. We're about to have an election. The election isn't enough. We're going to have the atone come home, but we've got to have the Word of God. We can't have any more fragments of false doctrines or anything. And so this is my mandate. And all of you have assignment and you have a challenge. And Jesus told you to go and tell. Over and over, you hear me say, it is a sin for you to keep this. Now, I didn't ask you for 1 cent. But I gave you an assignment that Jesus has already given you, and I pray you will respond. Don't you want America to be fed the Word of God again?
Yes.
Don't you want America pure again and whole again? Yes, yes, you do.
With the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above to them which had eaten, 14, then those men, when they had seen the miracle Jesus did, said, this is of a truth, that prophet that should come unto the world.
They said, this is the Messiah, Yahweh's Savior. Jesus is the Lord. And we'll begin right there next time. But right now it's time for Mystery Moment, questions and answers to unveil the mystery of God. And I welcome my twin friend, Scott. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Cherry?
Just great. Thank you.
Great word tonight.
Thank
great
you.
Word.
I hope it helps America, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, word of purpose.
Yes.
We have our first question. It's in Revelation 13. It says, count the number of the beast, 666. Can you please explain?
Absolutely. Number 7 in biblical numerics is always God's number, 7, and Jesus comes at the 7th trump, spiritual perfection. Number 6 is the number of depraved man, which would be Satan. So there are 3 sixes. It's talking about the Antichrist. It's not a tattoo. It's not a computer chip. It's something in your mind, a deception. The first 6 would go back to, let me put it this way, the word count in the Greek means to enumerate the stones over a long period of time. So since it's 6, we know it's not Jesus, our Rock of Ages, that stone. So we know it's the fake stone. And his name is mentioned in Ezekiel 28, Tyrus, who is Satan, and Tyrus means false stone. So in the world that then was, 1 Peter 3:6, Isaiah 14, that first stone, that 6, Satan said, I will be God. He was 6 in the first earth age, but he wanted to be 7. So that's the first 6. Now we come down to the second earth age in the garden. Now, the man Adam and Eve have not gotten together yet, but when they would come together, the Messiah was to come through them, who would be 7, who would be Jesus. So Johnny on the spot, Satan, okay, number 6, peered before Eve and beguiled her and bore Cain. He wanted to have the first son, but he was just 6. 6 in the first earth age, 6 in the garden. We're in the 5th trumpet now, a time of learning. And that's why it's so imperative that we get the Word of God to all of America right now. But very soon, the 6th trumpet shall sound, and that will be the Antichrist. But he's coming. You hear the word Christ? Anti in the Greek there means instead of. He's coming as Christ. He's calling himself Theosaga, God's Savior. He's coming, calling himself 7, but he's still 6. Satan was the 6th in the first earth age, wanted to be 7. 6 in the garden, wanted to be 7. He's coming back as 6, wants to be 7. 6, 6, 6.
Okay. And our next question, somebody writes in, how was Scott's last presentation? I wasn't there to attend.
Scott's last presentation was very beautiful. It was a work of art. It was a story of man's heart seeking after the heart of God. You have something to say about it, Scott?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, when the Lord began revealing these things, he gave me the scripture in John, which you're teaching at 14:21, those who love me and keep my commandments and seek my heart will manifest themselves to me. And that was just his, you know, just his promise being fulfilled, which is awesome, that you were talking about tonight.
Absolutely. We're praying about these, this beautiful gift that Scott has and what God would have us do for. Got another question?
Yeah, I do. Our next question, did Balaam's donkey really speak?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. When Jesus was riding into Jerusalem just before his crucifixion on a donkey, the people would say, "Hosanna, Hosanna," which means save now, save now. And Jesus says, if these people did not praise me, the stones would cry out. So Jesus is saying that even a stone can cry and praise the Lord. Absolutely, that's easy. God is omnipotent. That means he has unlimited power. Besides, he made the donkey. I mean, if he want, he can make him say hee-haw or make him say hi there.
That's right. I mean, I've even heard our political leaders bark like dogs.
Yeah, there's a woman goes, oh.
I heard that. Our last question, why did Jesus say in the scripture to hate your father, hate your mother, hate your children?
That's right. He said, unless you hate your father, mother, sister, brother, you cannot fit for the kingdom of heaven. It's a mistranslation, Scott. Hate means to love less. In other words, you're supposed to be so in love with God that not one person, place, or thing, not mate, not child, not job, not friend, not anybody, is to have preeminence there. And if you watch, when you get up and you start to be with God, watch who interrupts you. See, my phone rings and I'm with God, I say, I'm not going to answer that, because that would be rude. You understand? So I'm just using that little illustration. But the truth is, when you truly love God, if you have the real love, I don't mean that word you say and you think it's real nice what he did, but when you're madly in love with him, that passion, you love people more because his love is in you.
Yeah, and I know personally I've experienced that that change in myself where after putting him first, being allowed to let his love flow through me and then into others and into my children and into my family, it's the true love. It's the true love.
That's
and I
right.
really can't love without putting him
can.
First properly.
That's right. People who do not really love Jesus cannot love others. Mm-hmm. And I see that love coming through you, Scott. I appreciate
thank you.
That. For all of you who are not saved, please pray this prayer with me. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me with your word.
Use me.
Use me.
To help save America.
Help save America.
I love you.
I love you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. In a few minutes, my announcer will give you my number. I invite you to call and tell me you were saved. Now let me pray for those of you who are sick. In the mighty name and the power of Jesus, Father, I ask by your Holy Spirit that the Son of Righteous arise with healing in your wings. We ask that you, the healing virtue, will go into the head. Cause all headaches to cease in Jesus' name. The pressure be gone from the head. Touch the brain. Renew the brain cells. Bring back the memory. Dementia be gone. Alzheimer's be gone. And the sinuses stop draining. And the eyes and the ears and the gums and the teeth and the throat. The thyroid. The vocal cords be healed. Hearts and lungs and muscles and nerves and skin. And feet and toes and blood in Jesus' name. Crohn's disease be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Backbone, spine. Where there's something missing, your bone is deteriorated, let the bone come back and grow again in the name and the power of Jesus. He sent his word and healed you. With Jesus' stripes you were healed. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, if you were healed, you might want to call and tell me that too. Well, now it's time for your love line of the week, from my heart to your heart. This is from a friend of mine who is in heaven. Betty Moore often said, little is much when God is in it. Little is much when God is in it. I love you. God bless you. Wait for my announcer so you can call me. And don't forget, October 8th, right here on this program, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, all over America, 50 states connect, America Atone and Come Home to God. Those of you who are locally, come here to my school a few minutes before 9 for the broadcast, and we're going to have coffee and donuts, and then we're going to stay and pray for America, and then Scott and I are going to offer to pray for those who are sick and those who are tormented by demons. October 8th. Sherry Medlock, Trumpet of Truth, WMIEFM.com, 91.5 FM, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, America Atone, Come Home to God. I love you and God bless you. Remember this about Jesus. His name is called the Word of God. And Jesus said in John 17:17, Thy Word is truth. I love you. See you next time.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at this same time for Trumpet of Truth.
Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
I see your mercy.
Oh, regrets that you can't get past yourself. You wish so bad that you can make the mark, but your dreams are stuck on a shelf. And all you wanna do is turn back time and redeem the days you lost. But shame keeps calling out your name, and the chains refuse to fall. And it's not over, it's not over. This is a moment grace walks in. The world with a fire deep in your soul. Your faith was strong and the call was clear. I'm sure you can make a new road. Like so many, the flame grew dark and confidence hit the wall. There always seems to be a lot of big questions. The answer seems so small. It's not over, it's not over. This is a moment grace walks in.
Never fail.
the end, never failing, God unchanging, Rock of Ages, you will stand.
Christians to Worship and the Study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Thank you.
fall. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar and fire fall. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar and fire fall. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven
day. What I've learned. what you're going through. But if you only hear one thing, just understand that we are all the same, searching for the truth.
Change when the water stirs.